This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, I want to share with you one more idea. This comes from a sefer. It's the name of the sefer is such a nice name. I really love the name of the sefer. It's called Chamudei Daniel. That's just a good name, you know. Chamudei Daniel was one of the achronim. And Rav Yechiel Mechel Stern quotes the sefer Melitzei Eish on page Kuvav, who is bothered. What does it mean? Vayar vihine ayal achar. Achar. And he saw, and behold, there was an ayal achar. What does achar mean? Another ayal? There wasn't a first ayal. What does it mean? Achar, behind? Behind what? What does the word achar mean? Another question is, I mean, if you see an animal walking down the street, you could just be makriv it as a carbon. What if it belongs to somebody? Well, Avram Avinu was not concerned. Maybe it belongs to someone. Does he have to do Hashavas Aveda? Well, you'll say, well, nobody else had a din of a Yisrael. You only do Hashavas Aveda to a Yisrael. That's the question. The Chamudei Daniel says that Avram Avinu realized, you know, 2 minutes ago, there are no rams in the vicinity. All of a sudden, miraculously, a ram appears. He understood, this is not a regular ram. This ram appeared miraculously, and it was Misheshis Yimei Bereishis, like we just cited in the previous year, that it was one of the 10 things created, Ben Hashemar Shosuf Sheshis Yimei Bereishis. So, Hine Ayel Achar, Achar means like a different, not a typical ram, Achar, like another one, like unusual. Avram saw it was different. Now, this is my favorite part. The word vihine refers to something, a davar chadash. For example, hine avicha choyle, behold your father is sick. And we know the meaning of that is, until Yaakov Avinu came along, people didn't become sick. It was a davar chadash that Yaakov became sick. Or we have vayihi baboiker, vihine Leah, behold it's Leah, like, you know, like, hello. Do you understand what's happening? You thought you're marrying Rachel, and in the morning it was Leah. Hine means davar chadash. And there are many examples of that. Actually, we once gave a shir on the word vihine. That's why I like this pickup over here. So the Chamudei Daniel reads the pasuk like this. Vayar. Vayar can mean he understood, he comprehended. What did he comprehend? Vihine! Behold! That this is something chadash. This wasn't here before. And what is it? What it is achar. It was created after Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, Bein HaShemashos. I guess that has a little bit of a slightly different connotation. So now he's reading achar means it was created after all the other rams. You know, all the other rams were created in the 6 days proper, and this was when it was all said and done. That's why, Vayikach es ha'ayel vayaleu le'oila tachas benoi. So, Vayar, he interprets that he understood. Vihine, he understood that it was a davar chadash. What is the novelty is that it's achar, it was created after the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, and therefore Avraham Avinu understood that it's something he is able to sacrifice in lieu of Yitzchak. Okay, that was just, you know, a little... hors d'oeuvre before the main course, which is tonight. Everyone's invited to join us tonight at 8:30. The topic tonight is the dream communications of the father of the Chida and the Chazoin Nachum regarding if Yitzchak Avinu benched Goimel after the Akedah. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Good to see you. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.